Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We're broadcasting live from the RT South East Regional Studio today as we meet candidates from the Waterford constituency, the Jasia, Port Lauderdale, after 5 o'clock. But first, our reporter John Cook has been out and about along the Waterford Quays to meet with voters, and he's with me now. This is a four-seat constituency, John, isn't it?
Yes, Cormac, and the four Waterford seats in Dáil Éireann were filled last time round by Fianna Fáil's Mary Butler, the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Sinn Féin's David Cullinan, the Greens' Mark O'Cahasy, and one independent, Matt Shanahan, all of whom are running again with questions as to whether Fine Gael can make a comeback here, or Sinn Féin, could they gain at the expense of the Greens or an independent. 15 candidates running in all for four seats, and full details on the RTE News website. There's a mix of issues from rural Waterford towns and villages to the city, which accounts for around half the vote. So I took a walk around the Winterville Christmas Festival and along the busy quays in Waterford to ask people about their top issues for general election 24.
Oh gosh, I suppose, yeah, I'm in a lucky position. I'm semi-retired, but I do look at the young people. Are they going to get housing? I suppose a big problem I have is the spending, the indiscriminate spending on bike sheds, all of this. Who's signing off on it? Mm-hmm. I've no idea. And we go to the PAC and everybody says it's terrible, but nothing happens.
Well, personally, it's housing, because I'm in, well, just finishing college now next year, and the big thing for me is, will I be able to afford my own house in my lifetime? For my fellow college students, it's student accommodation. I was very lucky, but a lot of people did struggle to find student accommodation, even here in Waterford with a small college.
Obviously, as a young person, housing, climate comes into consideration, but kind of taxing and just cost of living in general is a big challenge that I think a lot of young people face. Yeah, it would be nice if a lot of young people would stay in Ireland, but a lot of people are pushed out of
the
country.
Will you stay in Waterford?
Yeah, I hope to stay. My family's here, friends are here, so I don't particularly want to move, but I don't know, the way things are at the moment and the cost of living, you're kind of forced to leave.
Like everything, it's the house prices and the crime.
Really, the cost of living has gone through the roof. I'm from a two-working household with decent jobs and find it difficult to have the lifestyle that we did have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that.
Have you had to cut back?
On everything.
Like what?
Everything. And justify everything. Justify changing a car. And yet we work full time. We're trying to teach our kids how to work and the work culture. And it's very difficult in the economy that we're living in.
Well, I suppose I'm a primary school teacher. So I suppose in the bigger sense, like, we're looking for more supports for schools, for children with additional needs.
The big problem, I think, is going to be immigration, but no one's talking about it.
And what do you want a future government to do about it?
I don't know, there has to be some limit on it, do you know what I mean? Can the country really take so much?
Hi, my name is Christine and my business is Shoebaloo. It's a shoe shop down here on the quay in Waterford.
And how are things in Waterford right now?
Good, yeah, good. A bit of a positive outlook with the new bridge and that coming over. Yeah, great local support. People love to shop local and so do we.
Have you had canvassers around, people looking for your vote, and what are you telling them?
They haven't been in the door. I think they're a little bit too scared to come into the SMEs. So we haven't we have not had one person coming to us.
And what do small businesses in Waterford want to say to political candidates? So
we're very, very nervous about the new living wage and about the forced pension as well, that it's going to drive prices up because it's not something that we can just swallow up. And also, if you're self-employed, the sick pay is a huge, huge issue.
You had a specific request about Waterford as well.
Yes, an airport, please. Please, please, please.
Are you listening to promises about the airport a long time, do you think?
We are, too long. And they keep putting us off.
Do you think there's a demand for it? Could it work?
I think it would work. Even if you had to pay a few extra pounds. No.
Do we need more air travel in the country with the environment and climate change? Well, do we have to be more responsible?
If they think about the airport in Waterford, it's the closest airport to Europe. And why wouldn't they be using it and save on the energy?
My goodness, voter views there for some of those you met along the quays in Waterford, John. And it is a feature, isn't it, of the voters that I met around here. They all mentioned the Waterford Airport.
I think it's the big clear issue in this constituency, Cormac. Last time round it was cath lab services at University Hospital Waterford, but you'll have noticed some election posters even refer specifically here to the local airport, and many people are bringing it up, especially as a request for €12 million in government funding in the Dáil recently. Heard questions raised by the junior transport minister as to whether the government was being asked to buy a pig in a poke. Well, locals in the southeast, including a large number of private investors, insist they're not, and say there's a strong business case for widening and extending the runway to facilitate modern jet-size aeroplanes 8 years after the last commercial flights ran from Waterford to places like Luton, Manchester and Amsterdam, and some sun destinations, I'm told. It's been mentioned again recently in terms of the flight cap at Dublin Airport and easing pressures around the capital too. Now, Waterford Airport was quiet when I visited, but there were a couple of two-seater planes there, and I was told it is busy in terms of private aviation, tuition and small cargo business. According to its largest shareholder, William Bolster, who I met in Tremor, where he runs his business construction and engineering business. Regardless of issues in Dublin, William Bolster insists there is a bright future for Waterford Airport if there's a firm commitment from the next government.
The airport cap, I think, is definitely a standalone issue for Ireland. Dublin Airport's a fantastic airport. I'm in support, and I've publicly said it, I'm in support of the airport cap being lifted. But that doesn't mean that all the regions, not just Waterford, can complement Dublin Airport and spread passenger traffic and general traffic, car traffic going to Dublin, which has its benefits both environmentally and sustainability.
If you can extend the runway at Waterford Airport, what do you see as its future, and how soon might you see commercial flights again?
Well, we hope to get this project on next year. We've went a long way with the government, and we're now just waiting for the government funding to continue the project.
It started out as a project that might cost, it was said, in the region of €12 million up to €27 million now, and you've seen the comments from the junior transport minister in the Dáil, you've met with him as well, questioning whether the state or the government was buying a pig in a poke in terms of Waterford Airport. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, the pig in the poke comment has, you know, while it was negative, but it did open up a lot of dialogue. In fairness, the Minister Lawless got behind it, contacted me personally. We had a meeting with the board as well. So what it did do is open up the dialogue. It also, we got to answer all the questions or any concerns that
were
there.
What did you tell him? Is it a pig in a poke?
No, we definitely didn't. We actually had great proof to show otherwise. And we were able to give him the passenger figures and future figures, and also to explain how secure the funding is. And he seemed to accept that. But unfortunately, we ran out of time with the Dáil.
You want €12 million in state funding. There was a previous commitment of five. Is that right?
That's right. And that funding is, a lot of it is to do with, there was an increase in prices since COVID and so on, but a lot of it is to do with regulation and change of design and so on to meet that. So, yeah, that is, we have matching funding then, which is unique. Well, no, I won't say unique, but it is important that this project has matching funding as well as the government funding. And we have the support of three councils in the South East, Wexford, Kilkenny and Waterford. So it really brings it as a regional aspect.
You say it's not just about Waterford. This is about the future economic development of the South East. What is it you want to hear from a future government?
Well, what I'd like to hear, and we have got commitment from some of the parties, we want full commitment from all parties involved in the election, and we want it on the programme for government. Do I feel we're going to get it? I suppose I'm a glass half full person, so I would say yes. But, we need that commitment in writing.
And that's the glass half full Waterford Airport Director William Bolster speaking with John Cook there. And we'll debate the airport and health and education and housing and other issues with candidates from the Waterford constituency live from our South East Regional Studio just after five.